Dear students, this is a lesson on homilies on fourth lesson, and here we will be mainly considering the preaching, the sermon. The passion to preach the word is guided by the Holy Spirit in the preacher's heart, but he needs motivation and information to develop and exercise his skill for preaching. The disciplined preacher will give himself to constant improvement in the area of sermon delivery and pulpit communication. A sermon becomes alive only when he preached. A sermon ineptly delivered arrives stillborn. What we say and how we say are important in a sermon. Verbal and non-verbal language play a very important role in the delivery of a sermon. A good message can be easily spoiled because of poor delivery. The message may be married in the hands of the messenger. All expository preachers should work toward a compelling delivery. What are some of the important factors that characterize a quality delivery of a sermon? We will try to answer that question. Now, reading the Bible text. Reading the Bible text is not a factor in the actual delivery of the sermon, but it is related to the presentation of your message. A good expositor will declare the text that he is preaching. Before you actually begin the sermon, you may announce the text at least two times and give the congregation a moment to locate it. Read the text legibly, clearly, so that the audience may follow the reading meaningfully. The pitch of your voice and your emphasis may highlight the main points in the text. The words that embody the textual clue to your message may be reread. Read the pertinent words again as you are expounding it. In some congregations, the scriptures reading is done in the clearly part of the service or early part of the service or before the preacher gets up to preach. But in an expository sermon, it is always good that the preacher expositor himself read the text or passage. An experienced expositor may occasionally want somebody else read the scripture for him. But for a beginner, reading the text before the congregation is always preferred. Reading the Bible text can alert us to the Word of God, to the preaching context, and prepare the ground for listening to the exposition. The expositor's mind and memory are always referred by reading the Bible text. Now, regarding the language used in preaching should be comprehensive, clear, simple, and understandable without effort. A language must clearly communicate the message. Do not use scholastic language at the express of your listeners. Choose words most people in your congregation will understand. Avoid long sentences with too many words. Make it short and sweet. The language should be grammatically correct. Improve your word power by adding new words to your vocabulary. Use words that will exactly express the meaning. The words should be correctly pronounced. Avoid verbosity. Remember, language is the incarnation of a thought. Thoughts clothed with words. The importance of voice. The human voice is the God-given medium by which a God-given message is conveyed through a God-given messenger to accomplish a God-given purpose. The effective use of voice helps in the effective communication of the message. A proper modulation of voice enhances communication. Voice projection should be characterized by life, enthusiasm, vibrancy, and audibility. Voice should be infected to communicate feelings, questions, command, challenge, affirmation, solemnity, sorrow, etc. Speak loud enough so that everyone can hear well. If a sermon cannot be heard, it is a wasted sermon. Voice should be neither in very high pitch nor in too low pitch. Let the voice be smooth and relaxed, not harsh or tense. The preacher should not be mutter or a yeller. In preaching, we should avoid a monotone and also sing-song limitless style. Do not talk too fast that your audience cannot keep up. Vary the speed at a normal rate. Improving one's voice is an important matter in preaching. Now, regarding the body movements, gestures, facial expression, and eye contact, the preacher communicates verbally and non-verbally. Body movements, gestures, and facial expressions are the important factors in non-verbal communication. A good preacher communicates through the movement of his body. Stand still or statue style preaching is not usually appealing or effective. Content should motivate movement, and the movement should be natural. It should not be pacing back and forth. If your movement comes from habit, stand still. If it comes from content, drop your inhibitions and express it. Use your gestures to enhance your verbal communication. Gestures express your thought and purpose forcefully. Let your gestures be proper in your culture and to your audience. Yes, speaker's believability can be read on his facial expressions and also his nervousness. Your face usually tell how you feel about the sermon, yourself, and the audience. A pleasant face is always desirable. Smile when it is natural and appropriate. Let your face radiate the joy of the Lord and the enthusiasm of preaching God's holy word. Constant eye contact with your audience must be maintained. Remember that eye contact is the most effective means of non-verbal communication. Eye contact is also important to get the attention of the audience. Eye contact establishes personal contact with the listeners. Eye contact enables the preacher to measure the response of the audience. Like gestures, eye contact must be normal and natural. Eye contact establishes a sense of directions. Avoid all distracting mentions. Now, regarding the time, a preacher should plan his sermon within the allotted time. Preachers should be disciplined and punctual to keep their time. He should keep his promise of the time. Do not make it habit to apologize for overtime. that the delivery be characterized by passion, conviction, grace, enthusiasm, earnestness, sincerity, humility, dignity, authority. Keep jokes in the right place. Do not become a comedian on the pulpit. Try to keep the solemnity of the occasion. Avoid naming, criticizing the audience. Do not bring in the issues of the church or a group of believers before a mixed audience of believers and unbelievers. Point out mistakes lovingly, truthfully, gracefully, and appropriately with a view to correction. A preacher should be neat, modest, and presentable in his dress and appearance. Preach for results. When you mount the steps to the pulpit and are about to speak God's word on his behalf, let these exhortations come to mind. Preach to honor God's word. Preach to reach the unconverted. Preach to please God. Preach to equip Christians for the work of the ministry. Preach to be more effective this time than last. Preach to bring conviction of sin and experience. Preach to complete with no one but yourself. Preach to reflect the spiritually weary. Preach to exalt the Lord Jesus Christ. The delivery of the sermon should be in the power of the Holy Spirit. I mean spirit-filled sermon. Such a sermon will achieve its purpose. Christ's name glorified. Sinners saved and believers edified. Every preacher needs to be both having the courage to describe and a banner's having the charity to console. Some need to be disturbed from their complacency and others need to comfort of God's love. This can only be achieved by submitting God's Spirit unto the Word. The Holy Spirit is the divine dynamic. Holy His ministry can bring transformation. And we will be looking into the lesson later on. Thank you for studying God's Word.